Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our program Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today our topic of discussion is Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor, Strengthening Economic Growth and Enhancing Connectivity. In a major milestone for our strengthening infrastructure and connectivity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 213-kilometer-long economic corridor connecting Delhi to Dehradun. To discuss the various aspects of this high-speed connectivity project, what it means for business, for common citizens, for the entire region's development, we have with us senior journalist Deepak Das. Deepakji, warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you.
So, Deepakji, current government has consistently laid emphasis on moving fast towards world-class infrastructure in India. So how important do you feel today's inauguration of Delhi to Dehradun Expressway is as a step in this direction?
This particular project, starting from Delhi to Dehradun, as you rightly said, it's called an economic corridor. So it has a lot of significance. In our country, there are around 24 such economic corridors are being developed by National Highways Authority of India under Road Transport and Highways Ministry. The main focus is to improve connectivity and to ensure that these bring down the logistic cost and the movement of freight, particularly cargo, faster. At the same time, it accelerates economic development. This project is crucial for different aspects. So if you start with the passengers, for common man, now people who are traveling from Delhi to Dehradun, they have to take the existing highways, which, you know, starts from Nizamuddin in Delhi, Nizamuddin Bridge. From there you go, take the existing highway, Delhi Meerut Expressway, then you go to Roorkee, from Roorkee you go to Dehradun.
You encounter crowded areas in between.
But mostly all those things have been addressed to some extent by creating bypasses. But so it takes almost like 5 to 6 hours. But if you're going by this 210 or 13 kilometer new economic corridor, so from Akshardham, again a very major tourist point in Delhi, to Dehradun, it will take you less than 2.5 hours, because it's 213 kilometers, as I told you. Mm-hmm. In a private car, you can travel on this stretch at a speed of 100 kilometer per hour. So you can reach within just less than 2.5 hours. So that's point number one for common man. That's a benefit. Second, because you are traveling faster, covering the entire stretch in less time, so your expenses for the fuel, that goes down. Third thing, for common man, the government has started a new scheme in August 2025. That's called FASTag Annual Pass. So you can cross each toll plaza paying just little over than 15 rupees. So between Delhi and Dehradun, we have 4 toll plazas. So if you are traveling by a car, you can complete this one trip by paying only 61 or 62 rupees. So look at the benefit that people will have. If you come to economic part of it, the industrial development or economic activities that will happen, because this will connect the national capital with the state capital, and on the way it has several interchanges, there are several connectivities to existing highways, so those will also propel economic growth. What Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while inaugurating it, talked about, he said that it will create much more opportunities, and he gave an example that while this entire highway was being, or economic corridor was being built at an expenditure of, it's completely governmentally funded project, it's not a PPP, so government spent almost like 12,000 crore rupees on this entire project. It has also brought economic benefit to people who are working in this project. Look at the number of people, employment it has generated, directly, indirectly. Directly means people who are working there, but people who are sourcing raw material, people working at the site where raw materials are being prepared. So it has given a lot of impetus to economic development. And as we see, because now this corridor is operational, I think in the next 2-3 years we'll see lot many economic activities happening on both sides of the highway.
You mentioned about Prime Minister talking about the multiple benefits in his inaugural address. Let's listen to what he said.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai ki isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga, aur dusra bada fayda rozgar ka hoga. Ab iske nirman mein 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला. इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा. देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा.
So very important point which Prime Minister talked about, tourism and also religious tourism, they will get a big boost. How does that impact the economy?
Yeah, because as we all know that Uttarakhand is Devbhumi, that's primarily because it's a huge pilgrimage center for people from across the country. And as Prime Minister very correctly said, that this road will open new doors of development in all these pilgrimage cities like Dehradun, Haridwar, then Chardham. So one thing is very clear, that there is pilgrimage, what you said, religious tourism. At the same time, a lot of people go to Uttarakhand for tourism during summer and also during winter. One of the biggest problem has so far been good roads. But if you see in last 10-11 years, the number of projects, so far as roads are concerned, highway developments are concerned, there's been a lot of thrust. I think we recall in his address, Highway Minister Nitin Gadkari also spoke about projects, almost like more than 2 lakh crore projects which have been either completed or are undergoing in entire state of Uttarakhand. So once this road network improves, you will see lot many people going to this entire Devbhumi, Uttarakhand for tourism, and tourism has direct impact on local economy, because tourism requires little capital investment, but the output is very huge. So we'll see local people getting more employment, self-employment in the form of, I know, they will start having dhabas, hotels, homestay, and homestay is going to be a big thing. I think that's how we should look at this entire new development. Then there is also, you know, local heritage, local handicraft, right, local systems. So those will also get a huge boost. Uttarakhand is known for tourism. So that will get major boost after this particular highway project.
In fact, today is the 25th foundation day of Uttarakhand. And on this occasion, how this project is going to impact the development of the state, the Prime Minister spoke about that as well.
Uttarakhand Rajya apni sthapna ke 25 varsh pura karne ke saath hi 26ve varsh mein pravesh kar chuka hai. आज दिल्ली देहरादून एक्सप्रेसवे के उद्घाटन के साथ इस प्रगति में एक और बड़ी उपलब्धि जुड़ी है. आपको याद होगा, बाबा केदार के दर्शन के बाद मेरे मुंह से अनायास निकला था कि इस शताब्दी का तीसरा दशक उत्तराखंड का दशक होगा. मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि डबल इंजन सरकार की नीतियां और उत्तराखंड के लोगों के परिश्रम से ये युवा राज्य विकास के नए आयाम जोड़ रहा है.
So it is indeed a big day for Uttarakhand. This economic corridor is go through Uttar Pradesh and many districts of Uttar Pradesh, Ghaziabad, Baghpat, Barot, Muzaffarnagar, Shamli and Saharanpur. So what impact is it going to have on the economic upliftment of these districts? Because it is being said that because of various underpasses and interchanges, it's a very, very accessible expressway for these districts also.
Yes. You are very right. It's not expressway, it's economic corridors. That's the beauty of this project, because economic corridors have little bit more access points. As you rightly talked about, that this stretch has a lot many interchanges, underpasses, but those have also been incorporated, keeping in mind the local demand. Interchanges obviously gives you connectivity to the other roads. Along those roads, the what you call economic nodes, you can see new developments happening, whether it's in Uttarakhand or parts of Uttar Pradesh, because a large section of this highway goes through the Uttar Pradesh part. Second point about the underpasses, as you said, because I have gone through this stretch when it was under construction, the underpasses have been designed keeping in mind local needs, because this entire economic corridor passes through Muzaffarnagar, Shamli, which is our sugar belt, sugar cane belt. So people needed, they had their own demands. The height of underpasses should be designed in a manner that trucks or tractors carrying sugar cane crops, they can pass through without any hindrance. So I think once become fully operational, but you know, once we see more activities, more people going, and then new demands will come, that how, you know, this road can be accessed from the new industrial activities or economic activities can also get accessed.
You know, investment coming into this area, do you foresee new industrial IT hubs coming up?
That possibility cannot be ruled out, because once this road crosses border of Delhi, then you have, you know, Tronica City, that's part of Ghaziabad.
Right.
Already industrial development have been happening. So there's a high possibility this entire corridor will give a huge impetus to industrial development. Second thing, you know, what we started initially, you asked me about infrastructure projects. I would like to refer to what Prime Minister said in his speech, that expressways, highways, these are like, you know, the fate line. Like a palmist can see the fate line and tell how our life will be.
Yes.
So he said that these projects, these infrastructure projects should be looked at that these are the fate lines of a country.
Yeah.
So the impact we'll see in next 5 or 10, 20 years.
Mm.
And this impact will be for long, many years, because once you build an economic corridor, you can see that these can cater to the needs of next 20, 30 years.
Mm.
So those will be of huge importance, and we'll see that the huge focus on infrastructure development, what he rightly talked about, that in 2014, the overall capital expenditure was barely 2 lakh crore.
Mm.
Now it has gone to almost like 12 lakh crore, sixfold increase.
Right.
So once your more investment happens in creating capital, particularly infrastructure, it will have huge impact on not just Uttarakhand, but also on the entire country.
And just one small point, you feel that it's a perfect balance between ecology and development. The wildlife corridor, the 12-kilometer long wildlife corridor, a stretch which is going through Rajaji National Park, elevated corridor, so that the animals are conserved. How important is this?
Actually, this sends a very strong message to this entire new way of looking at development, where everything coexistence of development, growth, at the same time, the environment. So this elevated corridor that you talked about, it has not come suddenly. It was a properly planned, designed project. I remember that National Highway Authority of India, they worked with Wildlife Institute of India in Dehradun.
Mm.
So this entire corridor was designed in a manner to ensure that animals don't face any problem, wild animals. So this elevated corridor has some beautiful, interesting insights that this corridor is on both sides. You have noise barriers, you know, so that
okay.
noise of the vehicle don't get to the forest.
Right.
And also the lighting system that has been put on the bridges are designed in a manner those lights will not go beyond certain meters. So that, you know, animals which are passing through that stretch at night, they don't get disturbed. So that is what should be the focus of development. And I think Prime Minister also spoke about it, that this project is also a sign of Pragati, Prakriti and Sanskriti. Prakriti is development, Prakriti is nature, and Sanskriti is culture. So I think that entire culture of building roads is changing. Not just Delhi Dehradun economic corridor. You look at Delhi Mumbai Expressway. There also we are creating one of its kind. Asia is one of the largest underpass for, you know, wild animals to cross in Rajasthan.
Mm.
So you go to Assam, new highway project which has been approved through Kaziranga.
Mm-hmm.
That will be an elevated corridor to ensure that wild animals don't face any problem. So this particular project will be an example for future projects of National Highways Authority of India.
So Northeast Delhi, they're saying it will get relief from traffic congestion as a result of this economic corridor, Delhi-Dehradun economic corridor, and traffic will ease on ISBT Ring Road and Delhi-Meerut-Dehradun route. So Delhi itself will also benefit.
Yeah, Delhi will benefit primarily because, as we know, if now people are going from Delhi to Dehradun, Delhi to Haridwar, Delhi to Muzaffarnagar, Delhi to Shamli, so they are using the existing highways. Now, because this will be a dedicated access-controlled economic corridor, so now people who are going directly to, suppose, Shamli, Bagpat, they don't need to, you know, take the existing highways. So once you shift traffic from one road to other, the existing roads also become less congested. On the East Delhi part that you talked about, the Gita Colony, Khajuri, then up to Ghaziabad. Now what has happened, the segregation of traffic has happened. Traffic which is going directly to Dehradun, they don't need to, you know, travel on the at-grid road, that is existing road. They
right.
can take the elevated highway, and for local traffic, enough roads has been developed, enough space has been created. So obviously, once you have segregation of traffic, that actually reduces congestion on the existing highways.
So there's ease of living, there's ease of doing business. Industrial growth will take place in all the districts of UP. Boost will be given to the local industries of Saharanpur's wood carving, Muzaffarnagar's paper industry. So it's a very, very, you can say, a win-win situation for everybody.
Yes, that is why it's called an economic corridor, because it boosts economic activity along the entire stretch. And as I told you earlier, this is one of the almost like two dozen economic corridors being developed across the country. And once this Dehradun Expressway, from Dehradun to Akshardham, it is now connected. From Akshardham, we'll see the road getting connected to DND, that is, you know, that is in Delhi. From DND, it will go all up to Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. So, for people who are traveling from Dehradun to Mumbai, it can be just seamless traffic. Second, if anyone is transporting cargo or any freight movement, so those will go straight from Dehradun, Shamli, Bagpat, as you said, Muzaffarnagar, Wooden Works, those will go directly to JNPT without stopping anywhere.
So Deepakji, thank you so much for giving us a deeper insight into the benefits which will ensue from the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor, which was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today.
Thanks a lot.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. That's all in today's Spotlight. Namaskar.
Spotlight.